Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wenihao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, ow, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation, in the one-party, post-constitutional, wiretap, cheese-covered, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, with an extra special patriotic salute to Uncle Salmonella this week. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the most important program in radio ever. Here to save the world, here to save your life, here to save the animals, here to save the environment, here to end global warming and energy crises and hunger. And how do we do it? We get rid of meat and dairy for the murderous, destructive, terrorist, alien invaders that they are. We get rid of meat and dairy. Well, just spit it out. Just spit it out. If you're chewing it right now, if you're chewing the flesh, just spit it out. And I'm not asking you to do this just because.
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, I would say Mr. Fat Choker probably was pretty glad he was able to spit it out when he was saved by Tony Gonzalez, the NFL superstar. Did you happen to see that AP story? And Gonzalez is now vegan, huh? So it was in Associated Press. A California man says Pro Bowl tight end Tony Gonzalez of the Kansas City Chiefs kept him from choking to death. Tony saved my life. There's no doubt about it. I'm quoting Ken Hunter here, and there's an ironic twist to his name too, huh? Ken Hunter, a shipping company manager, told the Associated Press in a phone interview from Huntington Beach, California, Tony came up behind me and gave me the Heimlich maneuver. Thank God he was there. Gonzalez, a 9-time Pro Bowl selection who has set numerous NFL records, was having dinner with his wife, brother, and 5-year-old daughter at Capone's restaurant in Huntington Beach on Thursday night, it said here. And this, Hunter was dining at the next table with his girlfriend, suddenly, a piece of meat got stuck in his throat. He said, oh, I tried to take a drink of water, but I couldn't swallow. Then I couldn't breathe. A terrible feeling. I couldn't breathe. Then I guess I started to panic. And then it was Tony Gonzalez to the rescue. So that's what happened there. Tony Gonzalez is one of the most productive receivers in pro football history. He holds the NFL record for tight ends with 820 career receptions and 102 catches in season. He needs only 79 more yards receiving to become the career leader among tight ends, and he never really received any formal instruction in the Heimlich maneuver. He just seemed to be the clear-headed one in the restaurant, the only one with blood flowing to the brain, of course, because he was the vegan there. And what's interesting is that meat usually doesn't kill you right away. This is very ironic and symbolic, I believe. Oh, by the way, regarding Tony Gonzalez, there was a piece on him on the ESPN website, which talked about vegan athletes. It said, here I'll quote. Said, when you're a Pro Bowl tight end, it's difficult to change your routine. Difficult and maybe crazy. If you're in the midst of a Hall of Fame career, why change anything? As Tony Gonzalez discovered, sometimes change comes to you. Sitting at home one day in May 2007, Gonzalez suddenly lost all feeling in his face and felt a terrible pain in the back of his head. He initially thought he was having a stroke, but hospital tests confirmed he had Bell's palsy instead. Many doctors prescribe a diet consisting entirely of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, no animal products or processed foods, as a way to improve digestion and combat the condition. A few months later, Gonzalez got another health scare when doctors warned him of a low white blood count, raising the possibility he had leukemia. In the end, actually, it was a mix-up with another patient's blood that had caused that diagnosis. Still, with two scares in a span of a few months, Gonzalez became more attuned to his health and to what he put into his body. Still quoting here, it said, not long afterward, Gonzalez was on a cross-country flight when he struck up a conversation with the man next to him in first class. When lunchtime arrived, Gonzalez's seatmate ordered the salad with shrimp, Hold the shrimp. Come dessert time, the man turned down the flight attendant's offer of milk to go with his cookies. So I asked him, "Are you a vegetarian?" Gonzalez recounted. He said he was a vegan, not eating meat. I could understand, but I asked him why he wouldn't even drink the milk. He said that we're the only animals on earth who drink milk after being babies. The article continues, a few years earlier, or maybe even a few months earlier, Gonzalez might have nodded politely and ended the conversation right there. But that year, he'd started to seriously ponder his long-term health and the dietary choices he was making. The health scares had opened his eyes. But more than that, Gonzalez wondered what life would be like after football. He wanted to stay in shape and live well after his playing days were done. When the man recommended The China Study as a must-read, the book by T. Colin Campbell, we've had him on our program, the interview is archived at goveganradio.com. So Gonzalez devoured that book. The 2005 book by Cornell professor and nutrition researcher T. Colin Campbell claims people who eat mostly plants contract fewer diseases, fewer deadly diseases, than those who eat mostly animals. The book got its name from diet studies and blood samples drawn from 6,500 men and women in China. Gonzalez has since met with Campbell and now plans to write his own book about dietary choices from the perspective of a 246-pound football star. For Gonzalez, now 32, getting from point A to point B took a great deal of thought and self-doubt. Conventional wisdom held that eating steak and drinking a gallon of milk a day would make you big and strong and prepare you for the rigors of NFL life. Gonzalez followed that path, pounding steaks and milk as well as pizza and hot dogs and burgers, whatever it took to pack on the pounds. He especially loved macaroni and cheese, with an emphasis on the cheese, piled as high as possible. You couldn't argue with the results. In his first 10 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs, Gonzalez had made the Pro Bowl 8 times, establishing himself as the best tight end in the league. When he switched to a meatless diet, he wondered whether the move would backfire on him. At first, it looked like it might. In the first few weeks of his new regimen, he lost 10 pounds. His strength quickly dropped, and Gonzalez found himself unable to lift the heavy weights he'd hoisted with ease in the past. Teammates started telling him he looked skinny. "You're going to get your butt kicked," was another common refrain. It was trial by error, he said. I had to educate myself on how to do it the right way. After reading up on vegan-friendly recipes, Gonzalez found the right balance. Though he had more than enough money to buy any foods he wanted, Gonzalez still wasn't thrilled with the prospect of spending through the nose on groceries. Instead, his grocery bills stayed about the same, but the check at the restaurants got slashed with no $50 porterhouse steaks on his plate. Gonzalez says he now focuses on produce when constructing his meals. He loads up on berries, bananas, and mangoes, fresh vegetables, and milk alternatives like rice milk or hemp milk, then blends them into what he calls power smoothies. He gained back most of his lost weight, setting in at around 246 pounds. His strength quickly returned. When the season started, he was shocked at how good he felt. In the fourth quarters of games, he found himself sprinting past tired defenders. He became more alert during team meetings. On the day after a game, he'd skip into the gym while teammates looked sore, beat up, and worn out. "People were still making fun of me because I think they wanted to make themselves feel better," Gonzalez explained. "I'd be ordering salad, potatoes, veggies. I think they felt guilty. Unless you've been in a cave, you know what's healthy and what's not healthy. But most of them still keep eating what they've been eating because they think that's the only way to get enough protein and compete at a high level." As the season progressed, Gonzalez's numbers picked up. Playing in his 11th season, Gonzalez made 99 catches, the second highest total of his career, racking up 1,172 yards, the third highest total of his career. In the previous three seasons, he dealt with an arthritic foot that got so bad he could barely walk, and that was the day after a game. Now the foot condition had forced him to give up basketball, a sport Gonzalez loved, having played varsity ball alongside the Sacramento Kings' Sharif Abdur-Rahim at Cal. Coincidence or not, the foot condition improved dramatically over the course of the offseason to the point that he started hitting the hardwood again. Playing basketball in turn gave Gonzalez another good way to boost his training, which he says helped improve his agility. More surprising surprising than his improved health, he says, was the reaction of some of his friends, especially ex-players. DeMarco Farr was a bruising NFL defensive lineman for 7 seasons before injuries forced him into early retirement. 7 years after leaving the league, Farr told Gonzalez he still didn't feel 100%, carrying extra weight and still suffering from aches and pains. When Gonzalez told him about the changes he'd felt since going vegan, Farr jumped on board. He has since spread the word to other ex-players, including Lincoln Kennedy, a 3-time Pro Bowler who retired at well over 300 pounds. Gonzalez has become something of a spokesman for healthy eating. When he retires, he wants to travel around the league, speaking about the value of healthier diets. He's excited about the prospect of his first book on the subject. Gonzalez wants to reach out to younger players, too. He recently spoke to a group of 300 college football prospects at USC, where he counseled the group not to fall into the trap of scarfing down fatty foods just because that's the norm for aspiring players trying to pack on weight. "I believe in moderation," he said. "I know this isn't easy. One steak or a chicken dinner once in a while, that's fine. You have to be smart about it. When you go from eating that way to a vegan diet, you can get into a situation where it's like an alcoholic going into a bar. You say you're going to have one drink and then you end up having 10. There you have it. Tony Gonzalez there. Unbelievable, but true that the NFL star is vegan and, you know, quite symbolic. I mean, you know, that here he was saving someone's life. And, you know, as I said, meat usually doesn't kill you immediately. It usually takes a while for the heart disease to set in, the cancer. With mad cow disease, one bite of a burger can be fatal. And so here we have a hero, you know, a timely cultural lesson. NFL players are the top echelon of celebrities in this country. And Tony Gonzalez is at the top of the top and going vegan through the teachings of T. Colin Campbell. That's Tony Gonzalez's playbook for life. Look at the metaphor. The big male superhero saves someone's life by getting him to do what? Spit out meat. Can you take this life lesson from Tony Gonzalez to heart? If not, you'll take it to heart attack. But that's another story. Today's story is spit out that meat. And there's not a moment to lose. Spit it out right now. Do not pass go. Do not, stop on humane meat or dairy. Do not stop on cage-free or free-range or organic. Go directly to vegan. Spit it out right now, that meat and dairy. Spit it into a hazmat-approved container, of course, please. But, with one bite being fatal, why would we eat a corpse now? Why would you feed your child meat anymore? You have heard the cows are mad. It took them a while to get there, but they are mad. So coming up on today's program, there is no time left to wait to spit out the meat also regarding global warming, and we will be looking at that issue further again with meat consumption. A big conference coming up in Los Angeles on July 26th, a climate change conference, finally connecting the dots. Meat and dairy equal global warming. I will be there. You can register. It's free to register. The website is ecofoodprint.org. EcoFoodprint, ecofoodprint.org, and a play on words there because we're always saying carbon footprint, but here we have EcoFoodprint, which is really incredibly significant in our battle against global warming. And our battle against the circus continues on today's program. Abu Ghraib, the traveling Abu Ghraib show is coming to Southern California and Ringling Brothers. And on today's program, we're going to talk to Mr. X. He has done a number of undercover investigations, not only in the circus, but in the full range of cruelty, the full range of abuse that animals have to endure. You have to hear the stories, and then you have to go vegan. We also have Nicole Paquette coming on the program talking about legislation addressing the cruelty of circuses, and she is with Born Free USA. All of that coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob. Bob Linden, the program that you support with tax-deductible donations. Free speech is expensive. We have to buy the airtime from radio stations. We really need your support. Why do you think that KPFK is begging all the time and NPR? And, you know, it's very expensive to be involved with the media. And it is a bribocracy, so help us bribe on behalf of the animals. You can make your donation online at goveganradio.org or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147, Go Vegan Radio, project of 501c3, International Humanities Center. Thanks for listening. Go vegan.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen-3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. The cutting-edge, compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind, like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lycoten-6. Also order from veganessentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. v-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart, available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. everythingraw.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets. 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation at govegan.org and support the sponsors. You hear the advertisers buy their products. They're helping us pay the radio stations to be on the air. So please support the sponsors of Go Vegan Radio. There are unsung heroes in the animal rights movement, people who go undercover. They risk their lives. They risk their safety all to reveal the atrocities that go on in the world of animal exploitation. And today we have Jack Stevens on the program. I'm not going to call him Jack Stevens to protect his identity. In fact, I will call him Mr. X. In fact, you know, when you're in radio, everybody imagines, you know, what you look like. You have a different face for every listener. And for Mr. X, please, his face is now pixelated, you know, like blending into that little mosaic test pattern on TV. So we talked to Mr. X, who has infiltrated. You must have nightmares at night, Mr. X, for what you've experienced. And tell us how you got into this, into investigating and where it's taken you.
Well, first, thank you, Bob, for having me. And like I said, yeah, I guess I've always been interested in animals. I was a veterinary technician. I've worked at wild animal parks, pet stores when I was growing up before I knew any better. And at one point I was working as a vet tech and just got really bored of the same old thing. So I talked to a friend of mine who was working for a major animal rights organization. I said, hey, if you ever any jobs opening up, give me a call. Well, 4 hours later, I got a call from the head of the investigations unit at that particular organization. And 2 days later, I was on a plane out east. And
what were you doing then?
After that, I was working investigations. I was investigating circuses, pig farms.
So you worked on them. I mean, you were employed. You were hired.
Yes, I was hired as an undercover investigator, and that's what I did. I traveled around. Mm-hmm. Full-time as an undercover investigator.
All right. So you worked on pig farms and
Actually, at a pig farrowing unit. That's where out in Iowa, there's a unit where we had 5,000 hogs, and that's where the little baby pigs would be born. And then they'd grow to a certain weight, and then you send them off to another plant and eventually end up on your plate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what do you do? What do they experience there? What did you see them experience?
Absolute horror. What you do after a couple of days is you would Yeah, you pick up the little pigs, and we'd clean, basically chop, cut their teeth off, their needle teeth, and all in the same operation, you'd chop their tails off because you didn't want to have pigs with their long tails on. You castrate the males. Of course, there's no anesthesia, and you'd give them their antibiotics, their iron shots. And of course, in this operation, you had numerous of them. Numerous pigs were, what they would say is they were ADR. They ain't doing right. And, with the slightest little problem with these pigs, instead of trying to take them to a vet or trying to give them some kind of medication, what you do in the industry is you simply pick them up, you smash their heads on the concrete right in front of their mothers, wherever, closest place.
People should know that they're subsidizing this. When they buy ham or pork or sausages, they're subsidizing somebody grabbing the little pig and slamming the head.
I still have nightmares of that situation. I'd watch my colleagues, and they would, they weren't inherently cruel people. I think it's institutional brutality that, mm-hmm. forced them to do this. And these people, it was like, pick up a deck of cards. You just pick up this pig by its hind legs, and then you'd smash him. Smash him as hard as you could on concrete because you didn't want to be nice about it. I mean, if you let up at all because you're trying to be nice, then you'd have to, smash him a few times, which is just even worse. And of course, the sows and the mothers are sitting there, right, looking at their babies being,
That's so sad. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and we will continue with Mr. X, who also infiltrated the chicken industry. You'll have to hear about that coming up. And what's so terrible about the circus? Why will we be protesting next Wednesday at Staples Center in Los Angeles? We'll hear all about that and legislation to ban the circus from Nicole Paquette coming up. She's with Born Free USA. And by the way, Animals Voice magazine has ended publishing for financial reasons. However, you have free access to PDFs of the last 7 issues at animalsvoice.com, a great resource for animal activists. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please make a donation at goveganradio.org.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
And we continue on Go Vegan Radio. I'm Bob Linden, your animal rights meaty infiltrator, talking to Mr. X, the infiltrator who went into animal exploitation industries. We've heard the horrors and the nightmares he must have. We'll talk about the circus coming up. But you also worked at Tyson slaughterhouses. You were in the chicken slaughtering industry.
Yeah, I think my one claim to fame, if I can say it, is that I've been on the kill floor of every single Tyson slaughterhouse, basically east of Oklahoma and south of New York. So it's.
And what did you see there?
If anybody's ever seen any chicken slaughter footage, I mean, you kind of get an idea. But I think what you really need to do is, I wish you had some kind of smell-o-vision or something. You really need to be inside one of these places to hear the sounds and the odors and, you know, just you. I think one of the worst things is when you're standing literally inches away from these hens as they're going by, they're getting their necks, you know, ripped open. You know, you're inches away, and there's nothing you can do. You have this incredible sense of powerlessness. You want to rescue them, but there's nothing you do. You just see them going every second. You got a hen going by, and you hope and pray that it's going to be a quick death, but invariably the blade misses sometimes. Some of these birds end up getting scalded alive, or, you know, it's.
Yeah. And again, that's being subsidized every time you buy a, you know, bucket of nuggets or whatever.
I worked as a live hanger one time in Heavener, Oklahoma.
A live hanger?
Yes.
What's that?
That's when the chickens are, they first come in and they're in the trucks. You dump them off into these conveyor belts, and that's where you literally just hang the chickens up on these hooks, and then they go around. Eventually, they go to the stun bath, then they ended up in the blade slits his throat. I'm sorry, and then I get emotional about this because the scenes are just that. You know, it's a complete hellish nightmare. But I was working it in Heavener one night, and you had these guys, and they're literally, you know, you're picking up a chicken every couple seconds and slamming them on the, you know, on these hooks. And you would think, you know, I was in pretty good shape at the time. You think a couple pound chicken, how can that be? Well, try doing that for a couple minutes and you're exhausted. These guys were slamming the chickens down so hard that literally sometimes their leg would rip right out of the body. You have blood spurting all over the place. The chicken's, you know, going around on one leg. And
that's your health food. You know, you say you had a feeling of helplessness. You wished you could save them all. The way to save them is for people to go vegan and stop subsidizing this. And this isn't to cast blame. It's to take responsibility. If you don't want to be a part of this horrendous violence, don't eat animals. Don't consume animal products. Mm-hmm. I know we want to get to talk about your experiences with the circus too, but was there anything else? Was there something you?
I just want to say. I mean, it's even though I've probably literally seen a million chickens, murdered or put to death. There's one incident that just always comes back to me. It was happening in Heavener, and the chickens are coming down so fast and furious that a couple of them will fall on the floor. And this one little hen, she fell on the floor, fell right to my feet, and I looked down, and there she was. Even amongst all this cacophony of noise, I could hear her cooing. She kind of sounded like a pigeon. So she puts her head down on my boot. She looks up at me, and then she just goes to sleep. And I think for the first time in her sad little life, she had finally found some peace. So for the next 10, 15 minutes, I'm hanging up chickens, and the entire time I'm thinking, how can I rescue this hen? I got to get this one out. You know, she was no more or less important than any other hen, but at that moment, she was. And so, you know, here I am thinking, what can I put her in my, you know, coat? What can I do? Well, after the, 15 minutes were up, I had to pick her up, and I gently placed her on the hooks, and I hoped that she would go peacefully, but I knew better. I knew that, you know, the stun bath probably wasn't going to work, that she was going to suffer miserably, and to this day, I will have nightmares about her.
And you were in cage-free facilities, too, or free range, or...
There's no such thing. Those are just words.
Really? Yeah. So you saw the same horrors going on there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Semantics. We're talking to Mr. X, an undercover investigator. We should remember they are all individuals, like you say. I mean, it's so It's mechanized. It's factory. It's massive numbers. We want to talk about Ringling Brothers Circus. You did work undercover in circuses yourself, and Ringling Brothers comes to town Wednesday, July 16th at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Big protest, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This coming Wednesday. What did you see when you were working in the circus that was so awful?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe it. You'd think I was making it up, but I saw a routine abuse on a daily basis. Not a day went by when the elephants weren't hooked, mm-hmm. especially right before they go in.
And what is the bull hook? Is what? That's
it's about a 3 foot long pole with a sharp hook on it. It's got two sharp hooks, and it's used to guide the elephants.
No, to guide the elephants?
That's what they say. No, it's used to beat the crap out of them.
Really?
I mean, that's just what you do. I saw on a routine basis, I saw a pregnant elephant, Kelly the pregnant elephant, stabbed in the belly with a pitchfork. She later boarded her calf. I saw on a routine basis baseball bats used on their head and their limbs. Certainly bull hooks all the time. Certainly there's a ton of drug abuse out there. I mean, if you ever want your drugs, guys, go to the circus. We had coke and
pedophiles.
When I was in, we had a guy that just gotten out on manslaughter. We had a guy that claimed to kill two people, which who knows. Mm-hmm. I mean, he certainly is capable of it.
I think there was Spanky, the pedophile.
Yeah, I mean,
clown.
I learned quickly not to lose to my boss in a poker game, because otherwise he takes that hot shot and hits you in the gonads, which I got to tell you, folks, is not the most pleasant experience. I can only imagine what the
so there's feel. Not a lot of compassionate training related to the circus. I mean, you're not trained well to be kind to the animals.
No, what they commonly tell you is that these, the elephants are trained through positive reinforcement. Well, the only thing that's positive about the circus is that these elephants are going to be positively beaten, and it's incredible. Brutality.
And you've worked at a number of circuses.
I've worked at a number of them. I've been behind the scenes. If you name a circus, I've been behind the scenes, and I've seen beatings at just about every place I've been to. I really don't think people would fully believe mm-hmm. it unless you.
Is it elephants? All animal or the beatings?
It's all animals. It's lions, tigers, and bears, goats, zebras, zebus. Pygmy hippos, giraffes, you name it.
And I hear animals perform out of fear, right? Is that
absolutely. That's all it is. It's all about domination.
Mm-hmm. So what are the other animals? How are they trained? Do they suffer beatings also? And that's harsh confinement. It's chaining.
I'm sure everybody's seen the tiger cage where they keep the tigers and lions in those tiny little cages. We had actually our guy, our lion tamer guy, if you want to call him that, quit. So we had the guy that operated the pie car. That's where circus people get their food. This guy decided that he wanted to become the next tiger and lion guy. So I guess I got him on the cheap. And this guy, as far as I know, had zero experience with big cats. So we, sure enough, during winter quarters, we get a couple new little tigers. And within a week, he had managed to cut off the tails of both these little tigers. But because what happened, apparently the tiger would be running out of the cage and he'd slam the door too quickly and it literally chopped a tail off this tiger. Mm. Now I can maybe see that happening once in a lifetime, twice in a week. We're not talking the tip of the tail. We're talking about 3/4 of the way up the tail. This excruciating pain for these little baby cubs. These guys are like 3.5-4 months old.
It's all pain for the animals in the circus. And what qualifications? He ran the pie cart, and next thing we know, he's the big cat trainer. We are talking to Mr. X, undercover investigator of animal abuse. He's been in many circuses, puppy mills. He's worked for PETA and Last Chance for Animals Undercover. And you really want a big turnout, a big protest coming up this coming Wednesday, July 16th at Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Now, absolutely.
I'm upset with Staples now, too, because they supply stationery to Huntington Life Sciences. We may have to bring two signs, right?
Yeah, bring one of those sandwich board signs. Yeah,
bring two signs, one against Ringling Brothers and one against Staples. But you'd like there to be a big turnout.
We'd like Ringling to face the biggest demo they've ever had in their life. Right now, we're in the process, I think, of getting some new ordinances passed in Los Angeles. We'd like to show the mayor that Ringling is not welcoming in our town.
Right, and many communities around the country are saying that by legislation and banning the circus and the exotic animals who are tortured in it. So we would like a really, and this is good. It's good to exercise our right to free speech, use it or lose it. Come out, exercise your constitutional right to free speech. It's this coming Wednesday, July 16th, Staples Center. And if you miss it there, if you're in Orange County, it's always a good reason to go out and protest torture. It's amazing that we've become a nation of torture, and it's our entertainment also, and it comes in the form of Ringling Brothers Circus. Orange County, the 23rd of July through August 3rd, and certainly there'll be protests there. Hopefully Orange County People for Animals and folks like that will get
involved. Sure, and if you have any questions, you can just go to lcanimal.org if you want to check on the protest, or you can call 310-271-6096 if you need any information on the protest.
Okay, and quickly, Last Chance for Animals has a new campaign for a puppy-free LA?
That's correct, Bob.
You've been undercover in puppy mills.
Yes, there's puppy mills out just 40 miles north of here in Lancaster, up in Little Rock. We're becoming the Midwest of puppy mills. Most people don't know that, but Last Chance is teamed up with Best Friends. And we've got this campaign to basically make L.A. puppy mill free. And we are not going to stop till they stop.
And how would we do that? What would do we encourage people to do so that we are puppy-free?
Simply adopt, don't shop. If you want a specific breed, there are any kind of dog you want, go to breed-specific rescue. You can go to your local shelter. 25% of your dogs in the shelter purebreds, there's no excuse to ever buy a dog in a pet store.
Right. And you were a part of that investigation we saw with Last Chance for Animals and Chris DeRose, the movie that was on HBO, Dealing Dogs and busting CeCe Baird and saving thousands of dogs annually as a result.
He's one. There's about 15 of them left in this country, and they will all be going down.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. X, for being with you. We'll see you at the circus protest next
Thank
Wednesday.
You, Bob.
Or we won't see you. The pixelated face. That'll give you away. The pixelated face.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. everythingraw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
All right, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow. That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Programs are archived and podcast at goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. That's goveganradio.com.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.
I haven't heard that song in quite a while, but it's particularly appropriate to play today because we have Nicole Paquette on. She is the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Born Free USA, United with Animal Protection Institute. Have you heard that song in a while, Nicole?
I've heard it many times.
Over and over in your mind every time you mention the organization you represent. So.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Sure, thanks for being on today. And tell us a bit about Born Free. Perhaps people have not heard of Born Free USA.
Yep, so Born Free USA recently merged with the Animal Protection Institute, who's been around over 40 years. And so as a combined organization, we are focusing solely on wild and captive wild animal issues, such as animals in circuses and zoos, trapping in fur, exotic pets, and the international wildlife trade.
May they all end immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And the website is bornfreeusa.org. And a little earlier, we were hearing horrifying details from our undercover investigator, Mr. X, related to all sorts of animal suffering, but particularly the circus. And by the way, there is that protest against Ringling Brothers coming up this coming Wednesday, July 16th at Staples Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the cruelest show on earth coming to Southern California, heading up to Oakland on August 14th and Everett early September, September 4th. It's like the traveling Abu Ghraib program. Nicole, you're involved with legislation in addressing cruelty in the circus. Tell us what you're working on.
Sure. Last year we introduced bills in California, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. And these bills would have, if passed, prohibited the use of bullhooks and chains on elephants. These are the two common implements that are used to train and dominate elephants in the circus.
And that was in three locations introduced? You say it was Connecticut, and Massachusetts, and in California?
California. And we will be reintroducing them all again in 2009. This year in 2008, our bill in Massachusetts unfortunately didn't make it out of committee, and so all the bills will be reintroduced next year, and we're hoping, you know, to move them even farther in the process.
Okay, and you have lots of problems with Ringling Brothers.
Sure do. We're currently, along with three other organizations and a former Ringling employee, we're currently suing Ringling Brothers for their mistreatment of the elephant. And actually, good news on that front is that the trial is set to begin October 7th of this year.
And what are the charges? What are we looking at?
The case is brought into federal court in Washington, D.C., and it alleges that Ringling Brothers is violating the Endangered Species Act for its use of the bullhook and chains on elephants. And essentially, under the Endangered Species Act, it is illegal to take a listed animal. The Asian elephant is an endangered species, and so one of the definitions, or some of the definitions of take, is that if you harm an animal, wound an animal, injure, harass, or kill, that is a violation of the Endangered Species Act. So our lawsuit says that if the routine and forceful use of the bullhook and the constant chaining of elephants most of the day and night is a take under the Endangered Species Act.
Hmm. And I know that you're also working on legislation in Los Angeles, permit requirements for exhibitors.
Yes. In May, the Los Angeles Animal Commission Services Commission adopted some permit requirements that basically require a circus to turn over various information, and then at that point, the animal services director is to determine whether or not to issue a permit to a circus or a traveling show. And we've been working on trying to improve those permit requirements and actually put a little teeth into them and actually protect the animals, which currently we feel is really only focused on public safety rather than animal welfare.
What should be covered in the permit?
Well, some of the things we're pushing for is basic requirements that if a entity like a circus, such as Ringling's, been cited for non-compliant items or have been cited for violations under the Animal Welfare Act, which is the only law that governs them federally, and it's for animal welfare issues such as deprivation of food and water, poor shelter, inappropriate vet care, inappropriate handling such as the use of the bullhooks and chains, that a circus shouldn't be able to display in that town.
Now, there have been the circus has been banned in many municipalities across the country.
They've been banned in 29 municipalities across the states, but no state to date has passed a law. We've gotten pretty far in some states, meaning in Massachusetts in 2006, the Senate passed a bill to ban bullhooks and chains. However, the time ran out, and we did not get it to the we did not pass it out of the House. So each state gets farther and farther. It's going to take time. It's a long educational process for the legislators.
And we remind people that the bullhook is very cruel. It's this large wooden stick with a metal hook on it, and the elephants have very sensitive skin. It's very painful, and it's.
Well, and some of the things just to note from our lawsuit. Some of the issues that have come out due to us receiving various documents is that we do have evidence that we will present in at the trial that from Ringling's own internal documents that state, actually from one of Ringling's animal behaviorists, that she saw an elephant dripping blood all over the arena floor during a show from being hooked, and that's from being hooked from a bullhook.
Hmm. And that's when they're on their best behavior in front of the public, right?
So. And that was, again, written by, one of their own employees saw that. So, it happens. It's extremely cruel. And also we have evidence that Ringling's elephants are chained on average 26 hours at a time, but they have been chained on up to 100 hours straight.
Wow.
And again, that is absolutely no way for an elephant to live his or her life.
An elephant who would roam 30, 40 miles a day,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then she's confined day in and day out, just and living on, you know, chained from one foot in the back and one foot in the front. It's just a horrible way to live.
Well, it does sound like the cruelest show on earth. And we've been talking to Nicole Paquette. She's with Born Free USA. The website is bornfreeusa.org. You have a little elephant pendant?
Yes.
Okay, very cute. So we have about 30 seconds left. Anything that we missed that we should get to?
No, I just think that, you know, it's really important for people to be educated about all the problems that exist behind the big top. And it's not just ringling. It's every circus that uses elephants and wild and exotic animals. There's no nice way to train these animals. And, you know, we need to stand up and say no and tell our legislators that we won't stand for it anymore.
Thank you, Nicole. Just briefly, how did you get so interested in this yourself?
Well, I've always wanted to be a lawyer, and so the one issue I thought that I could actually, you know, go home at night and not feel sick to my stomach was to help animals. And so I, you know, 10 years ago, I entered the animal law field, and I've been here ever since.
Well, thank you so much for all your hard work and continued success, and we wish you the best with your lawsuits related to Ringling Brothers, the cruelest show on earth.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Bay Area locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support the show with a donation at goveganradio.org. Oh, we talked earlier today about Tony Gonzalez, the heroic NFL player who's kind enough to animals not to eat them, and all good things happened for him. This past week, Michael Vick filed for bankruptcy. Ooh, bad things are happening to him. Bad when you're cruel to animals. And bad things are happening to the earth because we have that Dick Cheney. And there's an Associated Press article. Cheney wanted cuts in climate testimony. Vice President Dick Cheney's office pushed for major deletions in congressional testimony on the public health consequences of climate change, fearing the presentation by a leading health official might make it harder to avoid regulating greenhouse gases, a former EPA official has maintained. So this is the first smokestack related to Dick Cheney influencing. It says 6 pages were cut from testimony on climate change and public health by the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last October. The White House insisted the changes were made because of reservations raised by White House advisors about the accuracy of the science. It's quite awful there that CDC Director Julie Gerberding, the head of the government's premier public health watchdog, testified about climate change and public health before Barbara Boxer's committee last October, and the White House deleted 6 of the original 14 pages of her testimony, including a list of likely public health impacts of global warming. And there's news out of Argentina from Reuters. Argentine scientists are taking a novel approach to studying global warming. They're strapping plastic tanks to the backs of cows to collect their burps. Researchers say the slow digestive systems of cows make them a producer of methane, a potent greenhouse gas that gets far less public attention than carbon dioxide in efforts to fight global warming. Scientists around the world are studying the amount of methane in cow burps, and Argentine researchers say they have come up with that unique way. The researchers are saying when we first got the results, we were surprised. 30% of Argentina's total greenhouse emissions could be generated by cows, said Guillermo Berra, a researcher at the National Institute of Agricultural Technology. Argentina is one of the world's biggest beef producers, 55 million head of cattle. Berra said their researchers never thought a cow weighing 550 kilograms or 1,210 pounds could produce 800 to 1,000 liters. That's 28 to 35 cubic feet of emissions per day. And greenhouse gases are methane, researchers say, is 23 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So I point out there's an SOS climate change conference coming up July 26th. Check it out. Go to the website. It's ecofoodprint.org. Finally, the connection of diet that's meat and dairy and global warming. Thanks for listening. Help the environment. Go vegan. Check out the website for archives and podcasts, and we do need a donation from you right now at govegan.org.